Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Ukraine has captured another Russian town. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. More good news to report, Joe?
Bob, yes, indeed. Hello from Kyiv. And this Ukraine's advance into Russia, into the Kursk region, continues. You know, almost every day I still hear experts saying, oh, this is going to be over soon. This is a fluke. But we see still continued steady progress. So right now it seems, with the latest information we have, which is always going to be obviously a bit delayed, about 1,200 square kilometers in this Kursk region, Ukraine has taken. That's about one-third the size of the state of Maryland. But keep in mind, this is the territory of a nuclear power, a country that in 2022 was considered to have, you know, perhaps the second strongest military in the world. And Ukrainians are continuing to make great progress with really no big response from Russia yet. And I think, you know, we're seeing the as more and more videos sort of, you know, are shared of the situation there. There's a few foreign reporters who've been there as well. There's no resistance among the Russian people in that Kursk region, which is remarkable. And you go back and think about in February and March of 2022, I think of, you know, when I was, you know, in Lviv in the first days of Russia's full-scale invasion. And everyone, pretty much everyone, was making, you know, from young school teachers to grannies to, you know, everyone were making Molotov cocktails and in every city of Ukraine and preparing their resistance and ready to, you know, do whatever they could to stop Russian tanks from entering their cities. But we don't see anything like that in the Kursk region of Russia. And I was talking about this with two knowledgeable people who are here in Ukraine, one American and one Ukrainian, today, trying to figure out, you know, what is going on in Russia? What is the psyche? And the American said that, you know, he wondered if at some point with the Russian people, are they going to get mad? Are they going to say, you know, to their government, we had this deal. Putin said, you know, give me your freedom and I'll at least keep you safe and give you enough vodka, you know, not enough, you know, means to keep going on with your life. But you're going to have no freedom. And, you know, there's no freedom of speech or assembly in Russia. And now the social contract is broken, it seems, because they're not, you know, there's another country's army on their territory. And so the American said, you know, it would seem that this would certainly lead to unrest and frustration with Putin. But the Ukrainian said, and, you know, Ukrainians have a long history with Russia, and many people have family across the border. Most of them don't speak to each other since this started. But, you know, Ukraine was colonized by Russia for a long time, and there's a deep history and knowledge of Russians. And so the Ukrainians said, you know, if you talk about social contract, that's a Western way of thinking. He says that's not a Russian way of thinking. They don't think in those terms of social contracts. And he said, after centuries of oppression, Russians, you know, we see it as I've talked with so many people here, even in their folklore, you don't hear stories and songs of freedom like you do from the Ukrainians. And so the Ukrainians' theory was that the Russians have, you know, whether it was under the czars or communist times and now Putin, have been so broken, that been so beaten down and broken that they just do what they're told. And this is you know, so even in a strange way, if you know, Putin could even say, hey, you know, this is over. Everyone go home. Just go home and drink some vodka. And maybe the people would listen. And so there's, you know, I don't know the truth of that, but, you know, two different perspectives. But, you know, from the Ukrainians saying, you know, saying the Russians are like, if they had some ability to protest and resist and find their agency, they probably would have done that a long time ago. And so I think what we're seeing is I see some of these videos, you see people that they seem sort of broken. Like as Ukrainian soldiers talk to Russians they encounter on the street, I saw a video that I can't quite verify, but it does seem to be real. A soldier asking for the documents of two Russian women and the women had bags in a grocery cart full of stuff. And the Ukrainian looked at their Russian passports and he said, "What are you doing with all this stuff?" And the women were looting other people's houses. And one woman said, "Well, you know, what else can we do?" Hmm. And the Ukrainian just shook his head. And so we're seeing very different interactions between the Ukrainian military and the Russians on the ground. But I think you do, in many ways, see sort of a people who have been broken. And I guess that's probably not a surprise after more than a century of no freedom in that country. Mm-hmm. And you know, within Russia, there are 21 different republics, including even in the far east of Russia, there's a Jewish republic going back to the Soviet times. It was created, and so for Ukrainians and people who support Ukraine, there is hope that they have a strategy that they say, for this really to work, for the power of the Kremlin to be broken, you need some of these republics, people in these republics to say, "Hey, wait a second, maybe we don't have to live like this. Maybe we can get our independence." And so I know lots of people behind the scenes working on that while the Ukrainians continue to make this march into Kursk. But all of that positive news for Ukraine said, it's still very difficult in Donetsk, in the east. And then there was many people were mourning yesterday. There was a Ukrainian medic named Alexandra was killed while on an evacuation route, attending to the wounded, in addition to all the battlefield casualties. So it's still very difficult, but there is this steady progress. I think almost every expert would have said if Ukrainians invaded, entered into Russian territory, that it would be a catastrophe or that it wouldn't be possible. And I think it's a common topic here. All the people that go on television and call themselves experts, are they really what does that mean? Are they really experts, or they've spoken about a topic for a long time, but there's no match for experience. And I think here on the ground, these are the true experts and the people that take chances. And at the Pentagon yesterday, Sabrina Singh, the Pentagon spokeswoman, was asked why is the White House still preventing long-range strikes on Russian bases. And the Pentagon spokeswoman said that they're still afraid of escalation. She said, we're worried about escalation. And just because Russia hasn't responded to something doesn't mean that they can't or won't in the future. And so here we see the clash of two different ideas. Mm-hmm. The White House worried about some possibility, and Ukraine saying, "Hey, we're going to keep pushing and pushing and seeing what we can achieve." And I think that's a big dividing line right now.
Joe, is there any indication that the Russian people are getting more of the true story? Are they hearing anything about this successful cross-border incursion that the Ukrainians have put on here? I guess it's unfortunate that you have state TV there, and they're not hearing the truth, are they?
Well, interestingly, when this started, barely anyone knew about it in the world. But when this started, Russia shut down YouTube and the Signal app within the Russian Federation. So they were trying to suppress the information. But if you look at Russian military blogs on Telegram and other places, no, it is talked about. They can't avoid it. Even the main Russian state media are talking about it and, trying to spin it in different ways. But they cannot disguise the fact that this has happened. So it's no secret. At all.
Well, that's good to hear. Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine, we appreciate the reporting as always. Thank you, Joe.
Until Monday. Thank you, Bob.